Welcome to the Glenelg Hopkins CMA's podcast series on Landcare Leaders, where we're talking to landholders and community members who've invested in landcare in their local area and are reaping the biodiversity benefits not just on farms, but all across the community. In this episode, we meet Mary Stiles from the Nelson Coast Care Inc. Group from the far southwest corner of Victoria, west of Portland. Mary and her merry band of 40 volunteers are self-proclaimed guardians of the Ramsar-listed wetland area of Long Swamp and the Glenelg Estuary. She declares it the last wilderness frontier in Victoria, and the crew from the Nelson Coast Care Group take their responsibility for caring for, understanding, monitoring and mapping of the area in a variety of ways, but always with the common goal of protecting it for future generations and for the benefit of the environment and tourism in the local area.
Yeah, good day. It's Mary Stiles here. I'm from Nelson Coast Care Inc. We're a group which was formed in 2011 by a lady called Lila Hubner, who became an OAM on the back of this. The purpose was to make the Long Swamp and the estuary a Ramsar site. And Ramsar is where there is an international treaty which protects the ecological values of the area.
What is the significance of the Ramsar listing?
It offers some treaty-based protections. If we breach certain key criteria, the government has to take action. It also means there's a better flow of resources to the area. Glenelg Hopkins CMA has been undergoing some major projects in the area. Part of that is making the recreational facilities floodproof, because we have an estuary which opens and closes, so sometimes it floods.
So Mary, you are very much, your group are the local guardians of this very special part of the world, the lower Glenelg, and it's is it a delicate environment here? What has drawn you to protect it?
I think it is special because it has some unique ecological communities in it. It's a wild and woolly landscape, and I it's so attractive to me and to my colleagues. I think the variety of bird life, the variety of plant life, are all quite remarkable. It is the last, I feel, wilderness frontier left in Victoria, and I will do my best to keep it like that.
So what are the invasive species that you're battling, and what are the works that you've undertaken?
Well, let's start with rabbits and some foxes. We have some humane traps, and we have people licensed to deal with feral animals. We've released a Khaleesi virus with some mixed success, and we have a gentleman who keeps on top of the research and lets us know if there's any action or any movement in that area.
Now, you're a very busy group, from what I understand. You've got 40 volunteers, 18 of which are local, but you've been very active in terms of grant applications, and obviously the Ramsar status has really helped with your work. But you've got various teams within your volunteers, which seems to be, it's a very much a personnel-based group.
Yes, yeah, so everyone's got their own interests, and they're all grown up enough that they don't actually need working bees. They just go off and do it, which is great for me, of course. We've got the litter ladies, and they're all kitted out with tongs and bags and all the rest, and they're high vis, and they disappear off down the road and collect all the bottles and cans. We've got people who are interested in bird observations and participate in BirdLife Australia observations. We have people interested in small marsupials. And for myself, I enjoy mapping and photographing fungi for Fungi Map Australia.
Right. So it's a very active group with a lot of different interests, but you all have the common goal of really conserving this part of the world.
That's it, exactly. And you were saying what our relationship with Glenelg Hopkins is. we've always viewed Glenelg Hopkins as a partner and ally. And if we need help, we can ask Glenelg Hopkins. And similarly, if they need an odd job done, they'll ask us.
So what's the relationship between Ramsar and the Glenelg Hopkins CMA?
Glenelg Hopkins CMA was actually the organisation which progressed the nomination of the area for Ramsar status. They won a river prize, which was several hundred thousand dollars, I think, and it was decided that money would go towards developing the proposal for the nomination of the area for Ramsar.
So, right, so there's almost a sort of an administrative support role there, and that's obviously ongoing.
Yes, they still hold that seat of running the Ramsar management team and developing the management plan.
So that takes a lot of an administrative burden off you, I'd imagine.
Yes, no, I'm only a helper when it comes to that stuff.
Just walking around Nelson with you, Mary, and seeing the estuary and the walks, and it's very clear that you're very much a local guardian of this place. What does it mean to you? You clearly have a great connection here, and it feels like it's very much part of your life's work.
It is. I know the Gunjut Mara talk about their connection to country, and I think I feel a bit the same way. I spend so much time out in the bush that I get to know things intimately. I can look at a plant and know who it is, and I can see a bird or a small animal, and I can say, well, I know who you are. And when you get to the stage where you've done a walk enough that the wallabies just look at you as you go past, it's a lovely feeling.
You're very much part of the landscape. And how do you pass that on? And how do you clearly, with so many active volunteers and so many active groups, there are a number of you that have that feeling.
I think there are, but everyone's got their own different view of the world. Some of the group are retired farmers or country people. They're more interested in making it nice for tourists, some of them, and they're all good. Anything which helps the area be more robust and more welcoming to visitors is also good for the ecology.
It's interesting you say that, because often smaller towns are slightly antagonistic to visitors and tourist season. Mm. So to have that welcoming nature sounds quite novel.
Yeah, no, I love it when I meet someone on the beach and they're worried about the algal bloom, and I can explain what it is and why it is, and they like that. They like to get some local knowledge, which I think is why our audio guide for the Livingston Island Nature Walk is proving to be so popular.
Well, what is that? You just dropped that in. What is the nature guide walk?
Well, there was an old nature walk down at the estuary, end of the estuary road. It was built in the 80s, really, and it's got a boardwalk and a bird hide and a lookout. And it sort of fell into disrepair. And originally there was a little paper leaflet you could read. So we took the initiative of not only doing weed work on the island with the help of parks, but also redeveloping the walking tour with an audio guide, which we've published as a podcast on our website.
That sounds fantastic. And what's the hit rate, or how often is that listened to?
Well, I'm amazed, actually. We're getting about 70 downloads of the full 45 minutes a month. Given that it's a quite long walk and it's a big download, I'm surprised that it's keeping up like that.
And is it in real time, or do you press pause till you get to a spot? How does it? I'm going to have to do it now.
It's a series of MP3 tracks, so you can listen to them whenever you like.
So really, it sounds like the Nelson Coast Care Group, it's a great meeting point for a lot of people with diverse interests, but you still have the one goal.
Yes. We face the same issues as lots of other volunteer groups. We're all getting older. So we've got a bit of a task on our hands to find activities which work towards our purpose, but which we can actually do. One of the nice ones recently is one of our ladies is making animal rescue pouches, huge bags of them. And I've been taking them up to the Wildlife Rescue in Hamilton, who have been thrilled with them. So that's good.
To Shelley?
Shelley.
Oh, well, got to put a call out for Shelley. She's awesome. I love Shelley. So, well, that sounds fantastic. Well, how do you actually attract or keep the numbers of volunteers going? Because, I mean, this is something that anyone listening in a volunteer organisation would want to know. How do you recruit?
It's usually just new locals who arrive. We don't do much promotion, or we don't do pub raffles or anything like that. It's usually just word of mouth. People drift in. Yeah.
So, yeah, how would you explain the health of the Nelson Coast Care Group?
I always put it on the Glenelg Hopkins Landcare Survey as rolling along. We have a really good management structure. We've got an action plan. We've got a strategic plan. We're a registered charity now. We're incorporated. So all that overhead is in place. What we need is probably some people to come forward with some really good ideas.
Fantastic. Well, and you've got obviously the Ramsar status, which is really a great feather in your cap. Well, Mary, it's been a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much for taking us around and showing me some of your work. In closing, what would you like to say in terms of the Glenelg Hopkins Catchment Management Authority and the future of the Nelson Coast Care Group?
I think I'd like to see Glenelg Hopkins going on as they are. I'd particularly like to praise Gavin Prentice and Jared Obst, who've been huge supporters of our activities over the years. And likewise, we've helped them out. We had years and years of water monitoring before they got all their automated telemetry in. And they know we're here if they need us, and vice versa.
Sounds like a pretty healthy relationship.
I think it is.
All right. Well, Mary, thanks again for having us today.
Okay.
Now, for those wanting to download the Nelson Coast Care's audio information, it is available at their website, nelsoncoastcare.org. Our thanks to Marius Cumming, who's conducted this series of podcast interviews for the Glenelg Hopkins CMA. You can find out more about Landcare and the other Landcare leaders being showcased as part of this series by heading over to our website at ghcma.vic.gov.au, or you can find us on any of the main social media channels.